Blog Talk Radio.
Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am sore and cold from shoveling snow.
Ooh, there's a lot of people out there that just got hit with that. You poor thing.
Well, we got 18 to 20 inches here, and like I said, we did get gusty winds and all that stuff, but the order it happened in, it could have been a lot worse, and we didn't get the sleet in between, where you have that ice in between two snowstorms, so that was a blessing. But it's very hard here in Roanoke, because it's not like New England where I grew up, where all the plows are out and everybody's sanding and salting and all that. We don't usually have very harsh winters here, so they don't have the manpower, and they don't necessarily have enough vehicles to really get it under control quickly, although they were out there nonstop, okay? But I'm in one of these little neighborhoods, so they have to do where the police come in and out, where the ambulance come in and out, the major highways, people coming in and out of the airport. They had to do the priorities first, and I understand all that, but so I'm still kind of completely snow-locked in, although I did do my 22 steps to my front door from my postman. And I had a friend come and help me dig a path out to my car, cleaned off the car, and even though I can't get the car out, it's so bizarre.
At least it's ready to go.
Yes. So it's really okay.
I was thinking about it earlier, and it's just kind of God's way of stopping everybody for a little bit, having them slow down before Mercury goes direct, and we start moving forward again with our thoughts.
I sure wish I could negotiate with God about this, though, okay?
really wasn't what
more
you wanted.
Trees. And we kept our power, so my prayers were really answered in the lieu of the storm. It was okay. It's just I've been favoring in my left side since I hurt my ribs in October, so I haven't really had this kind of a shoveling workout in a while, and I have to tell you, I have a feeling I'm going to be pretty sore tomorrow, but I got her done.
Anyway. Hey, that's what counts. And here again, you'll take it easy on your body, and it'll work. You know, it's good to stretch it out every once in a while and stretch its limits so that it can get back into shape.
I'm thinking muscle melt in the bathtub tonight is a good idea.
Perfect.
Yeah. So how did you fare in the full moon yesterday?
Oh, it was great. I worked all the way from morning till about 6 o'clock, and then came home, and we went to a Christmas tree bonfire burning. There's a woman who, instead of people putting Christmas trees out for the garbage to pick it up, and it gets thrown in our regular trash, she goes around and asks everybody to donate them and bring them to her house. And then she lets them dry out, and every January has a bonfire and burns all of them. So,
wow, geez, I love it.
It's great. She had a total of 179 that she collected this year. So,
whoa!
Pretty big bonfire.
Wow.
But we had a lot of fun. But it was really awesome looking at the bonfire, and then right above the bonfire was the full moon, and, it was so bright. It was extremely cold. We're freezing down here in Florida as well, but it was absolutely stunningly beautiful.
Oh, great. Well, I don't think you're going down to single digits like me tonight.
Not that far.
No. But I understand. Everybody's been complaining all over Facebook about how nippy it's been down in Florida.
Oh, yeah. You know, when you have socks and sweaters on, it's cold.
Well, look at this way. At least you didn't have to shovel it.
Not at all. The privileges of living in Florida. There's a reason why I live here. If this is the coldest it's going to get, I'm fine with that.
Good. Well, from your mouth to God's ears, I hope it doesn't get any colder. So we have some interesting things going on tonight.
Yes, we do.
As far as stars are concerned, of course, we have Venus new in Capricorn. And I find that very interesting because whenever Venus goes into Capricorn, I always feel like responsibility and love are very, very tightly intertwined.
Yes, absolutely. It takes on that that responsibility, that duty, that you know, that honor as far as what we love, and it brings to me. Because it is an earth energy, it really brings that foundational shift as far as people and what they're really making commitments to and looking at what they love and really making an effort to set a stronger foundation for that and really pull forward. I like it with the Scorpio-Mars, Scorpio-Capricorn combination is always a nice thing. And I like having Mars in Scorpio and Venus in Capricorn because it really molds and meshes a good shift of energy for those we love and how we cherish those we love.
Absolutely. Of course, I always love the Leo moon.
Oh, well, I think you're prejudiced.
Especially in trying to Uranus. Thank you so much. I want to laugh and feel open-hearted and feel happy again. I'm tired of the snow.
Yeah. Especially with you having a Sag moon, too, as well. So, hey.
I know. That sparks me up. The Grand Trine in Fire is hitting me pretty strong. And I mean, I've been cooped up for 3 days, so I decided to take a little jaunt in the snow after I finished shoveling just to get out of the house. I felt like I was going to go crazy here. And, of course, sidewalks aren't shoveled either, so here I am, you know, with snow up to my knees trying to take this little walk, which I did do, and I actually felt better when I came back.
Ah, that's such a good thing, though. You know, it really is, you know, getting out in that activity of the winter effects and having a little bit of fun with something that is, you know, so challenging to get through. You know, that's one of the perks of the snow is that, you know, it makes that brisk, beautiful challenge for you, and it's so pure and so white.
Well, they only plowed half of my street, okay? My street comes from one of the main streets, and then there's a stop sign, and then there's the rest of the street, which they did not plow. Now, when I went to take my little walk, the thing that was good about it, there were all these little kids with their little saucers going down there at breakneck speed, okay, having a blast.
Yes, another perk.
It brought back those beautiful childhood memories, and I'm like, okay, Grand Trine and Fire, there it is. Okay, there it is.
That playing and having fun, even though, you know, it's not necessarily what you wanted. But look at the beauty that you've made of something that you didn't want.
Exactly right. Well, we have a Patriots game, I think, that's still going on, but we also have a lot of people in the queue tonight.
Oh, okay.
And I know where my family is. They're all riveted to the screen somewhere. Both the family I came from and the family I created, I mean, I'm telling you, it's all over the country. Pats are on, don't
yeah,
call
I
them,
guess.
Okay? And don't even text them. Forget that.
I guess this is a pretty important one. I guess this one determines who goes to the Super Bowl. So, you know.
A lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure.
Well, we will see what we will see. In the meantime, we probably should take a caller.
Let's do that.
Area code 828, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. It's Danielle.
Hi, Danielle.
What's happening, girl?
I'm making some homemade lotion.
That sounds good.
Yeah. What do you guys feel I need to know? What am I supposed to be doing? Where am I going?
Where are you going? I think right now you're supposed to be feeling the power of your independence. Appreciating the individual that you are and that you are like no other. What do you think,
Jacqueline? That's the
truth. Well, you know, the first thing that stood out with me is the Mars conjunction that you've been going through. Which, you know, you said you were doing lotions and things like that. I think that's a great situation for you. I think you should be nurturing your body with different herbs and different remedies with this. I really think that that's where it's leading you to at this point in time. With the moon being for the next couple of days in your first house, it gives you that opportunity to really pamper yourself. Okay. And I think this is a time where you should be mixing potions of things that work for you herbally and be playing with them, eating them, as well as using them on your body. I think this is really something that can work really well over the next few days.
What T-squares am I in with what planets to my planets? Am I in two T-squares?
Well, Chiron is teeing your sun, and so is Virgo, but Jupiter and Virgo. But the thing is, again, this is a mutable T-square, which means it's giving you choices. It's almost a grand square because of Neptune being proximal also, because Neptune opposes your sun. So when you have a mutable grand square like this, grand cross, they call it too, again, it's putting you back in a position to complete your journey as the healer, as a counselor, and to reanalyze your goals for the future and maybe bring back to life the dream of what you wanted in the beginning, but you never got to the goal line, okay? I actually think it's fairly kind. I don't think it's anything scary, you know, or crippling. I think that this is something good, and I like the fact that the moon's sitting on your ascendant today, too, in Leo. To really have the courage, maybe, with this beautiful full moon we just had with the moon in Leo, to have the courage to push forward and decide that you're going to recommit yourself to doing something that you love in the world and sharing that with others. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree with everything you said. Realize that you're still in a transitional stage, and so it's slow in its pace, okay? But realize you're in the right direction.
Okay? Your grand trine in water right now, it's spectacular. The Venus is trining your moon, conjoining Mars in the current heavens above us as we're speaking, and trining Neptune in Pisces. Dream a bigger dream, babe.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Well, thanks, lady.
You're welcome. I think you're entering a much better cycle. You go for it, girl.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. God bless.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. She's got such a great chart. I just wish she could get her health in order. That's always been so frustrating. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Okay. Area code 305, you're on the air.
Thank you. I am so happy that you're well after death.
Oh, Deanna!
How are you, honey?
I can say that I am a little bit better health-wise. Slowly, like you're saying, but a little bit better than last week. I think the crisis is over, but I still got a ways to go. Work-wise, no news, but just as well, like you said, better get back to work when you are well, right?
Yes. And the trines are building. Oof.
Say that again?
The trines are building. Go ahead, Jack. Would you take the ball with this? Isn't it pretty?
Trine my building. I don't understand
the trines are building. What she's talking about is that you have some trines from your Mars, Saturn in your first house to Venus, which you're starting your Venus return. This is a great time for you as far as your Venus return. And into this Mercury retrograde in Pluto. It's really got these beautiful trines going on to really empower you to really pull forward. I mean, this is a nice transition, having that foundational shift with Venus. I don't be surprised if things start to change, because it's shifting. Everything is looking that it's shifting. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I totally agree. See, Mercury's getting ready to turn, okay, tomorrow, and Jupiter is retrograde in Virgo, and it's going to be backing up onto your Saturn in your second house of how you earn your daily bread. So this is, again, a time when you can get rehired because of your reputation or because of people that know you. These kinds of things can be going on with your work. It's also a time you're going to be able to stick better to your own health regimen, okay? Once Mercury goes forward and conjoins Pluto again, you're going to be empowered with that. As we talked about at the beginning of the show, Venus being in Capricorn, you really have got to love yourself right now and really dedicate yourself and take responsibility for that and appreciate who you are and what you're about.
My question is, I believe my Venus is in Capricorn in my natal chart.
Yeah,
absolutely. It's dead on it.
So that's what you mean by the Venus return, right?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay, I'm so ignorant about all this, and I'd like to know more, but that will come, I'm sure, with time. So Venus in Capricorn bides well for me in this case as, like, love resuscitates or something like that. Love regenerates or is reborn.
Yes.
You start a new cycle again. This is another 2-year cycle with this again. So you're, as far as Venus is concerned, what happens is that how you're shifting and where you're putting your love in is now all shifting. Loving yourself and how you love others is all making a new foundational shift and pushing you in another direction. And with Mars, again, I talked about I love the connection between the Scorpio and Capricorn energy, and you have a Scorpio sun and a Mercury in Scorpio, but Mars is going to be transiting over your sun, and so this is really empowering having both of those at the same time going on. Okay, so really feel your power.
Do you believe, or is it possible that this week I might get work, even if it is towards the end of the week?
Of course.
Of course.
Good. Good. I've been thinking about you. I even read something about Roanoke Island this morning, about something long ago. I'll try to send it to you. And I was thinking, I know the whole Washington area has been snowed under, so I thought of you very much. And I always think of Jackie. I wish I could take that beginner's astrology course, but I don't know about this time. Maybe in the future.
Maybe in the future. It'd be fun.
Love you both. Thank you.
Love
I want to
keep
take
on care of you. Okay.
I will
I'll
still
keep you on
take
hold.
Care. Thank you.
Okay. All right. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 617, you're on the air.
Hello, ladies. It's Keita. How are you?
Keita.
Hey, how are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking. So I just had a question regarding career and things changing in that regard. And, yeah, I just had Saturn come out of my fifth house, and I know that it's in the sixth, and I'm just wondering if there's some change coming in regards to career.
Are you still living in Massachusetts?
Yes.
Okay. Luckily, they didn't get hit too bad with this storm. I got whacked.
No. Where are you?
I'm in Roanoke, Virginia, at the foot of the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Okay, yeah.
We got hit
you
pretty
guys,
bad here, but okay.
You took the hit that we should have got.
And are you going to be around Cambridge for your birthday coming up?
Yes, unfortunately.
Oh, don't say it that way.
No, it's just time to go. It's just, you know, it's just time. It's just time.
Okay. Ooh, I can see that. Oh, I can see that. Okay. Where did you want to go, Keita?
Well, I'm looking to either New York or Atlanta.
New York or Atlanta. Okay. Now, I know that Jacqueline's going to take a look at your solar return. I'm going to progress you and take a look at your relocation to those two areas at the same time. We're going to treat you right tonight. How about that?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Since your birthday's coming up real soon here.
Yeah.
It's like a birthday gift.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, by the way, early.
Thank you.
But, you know, one of the beauties is that Mercury is going direct on Monday. Okay, so you have a Mercury in Capricorn this year, and it's direct, and it's dead in the middle of Capricorn, so it gives you a very strong force to be able to be worked with as far as your thoughts, your patterns, how you go about doing things, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you one big trick here. Do not doubt the process, okay, in this
okay.
whole situation, okay? Know that things are shifting and changing, no matter how I look at it. You know, it looks like the inclination is you have a shorter distance and a longer distance travel, so as far as your solar return is concerned. So this may be New York. Aphrodite's going to look up it in a different way, but this may be New York as far as the shift is concerned in your home, because, you know, New York is not that far away from Massachusetts, so... But you do have a shift in your residence and in your home this year, which is good. Okay.
Good.
And it isn't going to be, you know, the next town over. Okay. So.
Oh. Okay.
No, you have that emotion. You have Jupiter retrograde conjunct your rising this year, which means that through effort and through redoing things, you are going to receive your greatest benefits. Okay.
What does that mean?
So remember, when you're working and you're at something, the first time you do it, it may not work out, but keep the determination factor in it and try it again. And
okay.
Maybe the best thing you ever did. Okay.
New York wins hands down.
Okay.
New York is fabulous for you, Keita.
This is New York. Yeah, it looked like New York here.
Now, let me tell you what's going on here. This program tells me exactly how it's going to feel for you the first 13 lunar months when you move there, okay? And it also has a statistical scoring system, okay? And you have so many marvelous fixed stars overhead, okay? And beautiful angles, okay, as far as your progress chart. Because you progress a day for every year you live here. Your progress chart's actually March 9th. So what the computer does is it takes the person you're becoming rather than the person you were born as and sees if you're fit for New York now. And according to this, you are, okay? And it rates things from 0 to 150, okay? So friendship and family is only 59, but again, you probably don't know a lot of people there. Love and romance, 92, middle of the road. Vocation and career, 133. Optimism and opportunity, 125. Culture and creativity, 125. Responsibility and focus, 133. Imagination and inspiration, off the graph, at 223. So, New York is sick.
Okay.
Now, I looked at Atlanta, and I have to tell you, the scores are all low. That doesn't mean you can't move there, but I'm very happy to you. If you want to Facebook me, your email address, I will send this little report so you can read it at your leisure, okay?
Okay.
All right. And I'll be watching for that.
Thank you.
I think it's good for you to be able to read the text also. It explains the different angles that are going on with your progress chart as you're trying to make this quantum leap out of where you've always been to something new, and it's much better to look at it from this perspective. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Cool. We're glad you called in tonight. This is exciting.
Thank you. I mean, I'm excited. I'm very excited. Thank you.
All right. You have a great night.
You too.
God bless. I love it when I see scores like that, Jack. It drives me crazy.
Well, that's a good thing. It was pretty much here that it was a short distance, not a long distance as far as,
oh yeah,
you know, that traveling situation and moving. Her solar return sets are up for it. So
it's beautiful. I love it. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 917, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air. Are you there? I think I'll have to put that one back on hold, maybe. Okay. For now. We'll take the next one.
Okay.
Area code 913, you're on the air.
Hey, ladies. It's great to talk to you tonight. How are you? It's Andy.
Hey, Andy. Thank you.
I'm so glad you are warm and have electricity with that snowstorm, Aphrodite. My gosh.
Oh, I know.
Wow.
I know. It's been crazy.
I've got some classmates in Virginia, in the D.C., the Beltway area, and, boy, the pictures were just phenomenal. Woo!
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have 22 steps to my front door, okay? Then I have a landing, and then I have 7 more. You could not see any of the stairs. It looked like one solid block of snow.
Oh, wow. Goodness.
Crazy.
Wow. Well, it's winter, and so we're going to get through it. And know what? Spring's March 21st.
Remind me again the city that you're in now, because I forgot.
I'm in Overland Park, Kansas.
That's it. Okay.
We got a dusting. We lucked out this round. Just kind of the track went south, so... We were pretty lucky, yeah. So I had a question actually about kind of similar to the last caller about my solar return, which of course is not actually 2 months from today.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, go ahead.
Do you think you're going to be in Overland Park for your birthday?
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be able to go elsewhere just simply because of school and other commitments.
Okay. What would you like to know about your solar return?
Well, I don't know. When I look at this thing with my uneducated eyes, I think, oh, my gosh, look at all those red lines.
Look at all those red lines.
But there's a lot of oppositions, which usually indicates giving you choices. See, when you have an opposition in a chart, something presents itself, and you have the option to either embrace it or push it off. Don't let them scare you. I mean, the squares here are mild. I'm going to let Jacqueline take the ball with this because she loves to do these solar returns, and she's so good at it.
Well, you know, I look at this, and I see it as such a different thing for you because... You know, here again, you've been absorbed in your education and absorbed in all of this whole work ethic type of thing. And this solar return gets you out into the public. It gets you moving around a lot more. It's, you know, and I look at those red lines that you're looking at as rebalancing as well, to where, again, you have this choice of what direction you're going to go to shift your life in the direction you want, okay? One of the parts of this that is going on is your soul and your sun and your moon are going to be in direct opposition to each other this year, okay? What that does is it rebalances you to look at things in a different way. I like that it takes it from your fifth house to your 12th house because it gives that creative aspect to it as well as the spiritual aspect to it. So it's trying to rebalance your faith. It's trying to rebalance the circumstances with that and give you choices to look forward at the direction you really want to create your life.
Neat. Oh, that sounds good. I like your interpretation better than all of those, just all those red lines.
They aren't too bad. They really aren't too bad, I promise you.
This year on your birthday, Jupiter, the planet of good fortune and abundance, is going to be sitting on your Pluto and your Mars, okay? The planet of empowerment, the planet of, you know, being the go-getter. And also you have Saturn sitting on your south node in your natal, too, on your birthday, which is fabulous because it forms some nice trines to your part of fortune. I use the ancient part of fortune, but it's really beautiful because it's almost like you have long-term emotional memory, maybe even from other lifetimes, about you need to teach, you need to train, you need to show others, you need to be the way shower. Okay?
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah. So I think it's going to be a fabulous year, too.
Great.
And that
Neptune's sitting
from...
right on your Saturn, too. Oof.
Wow. Wow.
That means you can manifest your dreams. If you can dream it, you can create it. How cool is that?
That is very cool. Very cool.
If you look in your solar return, Mars is in your second house. Okay. So all of that does is make that action. Take actions from your soul beliefs, your personal values and beliefs.
Yes.
Where you stand, what you know is right. Okay, as long as you follow that, you're going to really be in the right position in the right place. That is trining your sun and your Mercury in your solar return this year. So it's
beautiful,
really
empowering.
Okay, it really is.
Excellent. Thank you both so much. I feel a lot more at ease now. I'm not quite so worried about it. Thank you.
Jacqueline, you forgot to mention one thing.
What?
Pluto stepping in with Jupiter in her solar return, you need to tell her about that part.
Pluto stepping in with Jupiter?
Yeah,
oh,
that trine.
Oh, is it between the two of them? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I talked about the other trine. I wasn't looking at that trine. you know, and Jupiter is retrograde during this period of time, so you're going to have it this year being retrograde. So remember that, things that you've done before are going to come back again at this point in time, and it's for your greater benefit. It also leads this perfect transformation and change and shift in your life, okay, especially with the public, with the people that you live around, your local neighborhood, as well as the people that you're out in public with. You really have an empowerment to really get yourself out there, and people are going to see you, and you're going to see some great benefits. But again here, don't be surprised if you have some friends or some people that you just haven't connected with that do come back this next year for you too. That trine leads to that as well.
Great. Thank you both so much. I really appreciate the information and the positive support. Thank you both.
How's your baby?
You know, bless his heart, he's hanging in there. We're doing a bunch of kind of holistic treatment.
Because I've been praying for
you. Oh, no, I appreciate that. We really appreciate the good thoughts. He's, you know, I don't know. The vet said, you know, you need to prepare yourself. But she said, I'm willing to go ahead and give it a go. And I said, let's give it a go. Let's give it a go for a couple of weeks and see how he does.
Okay.
So that's what we're doing. He's hanging in there.
Great. Excellent. Okay, keep us posted.
Thank you. I sure will. And thanks for all your good thoughts for him and me. We appreciate it.
God bless. All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Amazing stuff going on, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to try and pick up this other one before that I couldn't get and see if they're still there, because it seems like they're still there.
Okay.
Area code 917.
Hello, ladies. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, you know, I think my earbuds were not in tight enough, and that was the problem. I'm so sorry to have wasted your time like that.
No problem. I kept you on hold just so I could pick you up again.
Oh, well, again, thank you so much. My name is Ellen from New York, and we've spoken before, or do you need my birth information again?
Let me see if I can find it here.
Is that 52656?
That's it. You found me.
Yay. And are you still in Brooklyn?
I was born there, but I live in a different part of New York now.
Okay. But you're still in New York pretty much?
Yes. I'm still in the city, yes.
Okay. All right.
So you had a question for us tonight?
Yes. Do you see anything regarding a move for me? And if you do, does it look local or does it look like, you know, pretty far away? But, of course, if you're looking at my chart and something else jumps out at you, please feel free to talk about that instead.
I can understand why you want to move.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, tell me why. Tell me what you see.
Well, Pluto's transiting through your fourth house, and right now the sun is there as well. Part of fortune is going over your Chiron, so it's really giving you that inclination to feel like I want to move. Plus, this Mercury retrograde has been in your fourth house, so it's really made you re-examine the foundation of what your home is really all about. So
yeah.
I can understand why you want to move.
It's something I've felt for a while. I just haven't found a place where that really attracts me.
Are you looking locally?
It's one possibility, but there are other possibilities.
I don't necessarily see you as being the country girl, though. I see you as being the city girl. Are you?
I don't have to be in the city. I think I have to be near a city where it's accessible.
You need to be near an
easily.
Airport. You need to be like
that
near
would
an
be.
Airport or near a place where, I want to say, where merchants come and go, by land, by air, by sea. That's what I feel, at least for now.
Okay.
And I do think that you do need a certain level of privacy in your actual domicile, but I also think it very much benefits you to be with a very diverse population.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. And there's a lot of places that can afford you that. Now, are you a person that loves the water?
I do.
Well, Jacqueline, you're the queen of Florida. You fill her in.
Well, you know, and I agree with Aphrodite as far as I don't feel that you would be comfortable in a country-type setting or in a secluded-type setting, even though you want your home secluded. Okay? You want your own little cave. In looking at this, you know, I do feel that you need a place where you can breathe. And I do feel that this is a time that you can take your time and really look for what you want and really what you truly desire to have. This is a foundational shift. So I feel that you feel it's urgent, but I don't feel it's as urgent as what you really what you think it is. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is a time where you can really create that space, like Aphrodite was giving you hints and influences. Inspiration right now as far as where you want to move to is here. Okay. It's a matter of not locking yourself in or closing yourself in as far as this is concerned. You know, really go
mm-hmm.
for what you really think you want. Okay. And I do, you know, think both that you could move locally as well as distance. I don't necessarily know that distance is really what you're going to appreciate as much as local.
Okay. Okay.
Now, do you have a very close girlfriend or sister that lives at a distance from you, though?
No.
Well, I have some friends who live on the West Coast. But, of course, with the years going by, I guess I'm less close to them than I used to be.
Okay. Because I think you are going to get some good pointers from a woman that lives at a distance from you. So when you find a place that you're considering and you kind of contact them and get the packet of relocating there and all that, I have a feeling that a woman's going to play a role in helping you to feel very secure in the move. See, I don't see you going off half-cocked and just making the move. I see you wanting to do the research, and I think that time is now. And I also think, too, that you want to be in an – are you in a relationship now?
No, I'm not.
So you want to be in a place where you really like the culture there and the way that the men and the women treat each other. So it may be a cultural divide from where you are right now in New York. But I still think it's going to be busy enough and culturally diverse enough that's going to give you the best of both worlds. So I would be expanding your search a little bit. Because of Saturn being in Sagittarius, a lot of people are just looking for a major change in lifestyle, as Jacqueline pointed out. I totally agree with her. I mean, there's places you could go in New York and you'd still be proximal to the large airports that are there, but you would be living a completely different lifestyle. And
yes.
I think that that is the key point. But you're going to want to know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that that's where you want to be. You're going to want to do that research, and you're going to want to look at a few properties and see if it has the best of both worlds, because you're not going to make a major change unless that's true.
Yeah. Wonderful. Well,
and,
that's very interesting.
Yep. And see, I love the way that your chart reads out. What do you do for work, actually?
I work in the nonprofit sector. I do grant writing, development,
stuff
like that.
Wonderful.
You're so perfect for that.
Wonderful. Yes.
Actually, I'd like to move on from that and move on to the next step in my career. Do you see anything there that screams out at you as wonderful?
I wouldn't necessarily see that immediately. See, if you're going to make a move, you're going to want to make sure that your employment is secure.
Exactly.
I think in the next year and a half you could do that. I don't see you doing it before then. See, you have two major planets at the anaretic degree, okay? Your Saturn and your Moon are both in the last degree, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Which means that the yin-yang energy within you, the mother-father energy within you, both has to have expression in your lifestyle, okay? And so that's the most important thing, for you to feel a sense of completeness, because then you're more apt to develop a very healthy relationship, okay, with someone new.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, I thought you were talking about something else. So when you're talking about the two late-degree planets, you're talking about it in terms of a relationship as opposed to something else. Okay. Okay.
Actually, both. It has to do with both your lifestyle that you choose, okay,
mm-hmm.
feeling whole within yourself, and coming from that place of security but excitement, see? And once you have that, you're going to attract the right person easily. Okay.
Okay. Give me a lot of food for thought.
Great. Well, keep us posted. Inquiring minds want to know.
Thank you so much, ladies.
You're welcome. God bless.
Good night.
Good night. Interesting chart, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's see here. Somebody from your neck of the woods.
Okay.
Area code 561, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. Good evening.
Good evening.
Cindy.
Good evening.
Cindy. Okay, I've got a doozer. The CPA came down from Brunswick, Canada, and he was going to work straightening out a lot of our books for the reporter, the newspaper that Century Village has. And he requested that I be there because we had worked together before, and he liked what I did. So he came down about 2 weeks ago. I was just burnt out, but I kept going. And he gave me some static, some really nasty words because I interrupted him. And then I Joy, the editor, told me to interact with him when he came back, and he never came back. And so I wrote a note to him, and I said I was not used to being talked to that way, et cetera, et cetera. And so this was a Friday, and on Saturday, I guess, I told him that if he wanted me to come in on Monday, that I would, because I took Friday and Saturday off. And I haven't heard from him since. Should I go in on Monday or should I not?
Mercury goes direct on Monday.
What?
Mercury goes direct on Monday. This is a classic Mercury retrograde situation here. Okay.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Communication sometimes can get skewed. Okay. And I do feel that you will have the opportunity, since this was done under a Mercury retrograde, to readdress it again. Okay. Whether it's Monday or not, that's a little detailed.
Another gal in the office saw him talk to the editor, not the main editor, but the other editor. She wanted to go across the desk to Tim because she thought he was unnecessary with the way he talked to Myron. So she understood where I came from.
Right. Well, I don't know if you're going to be justified until the sun passes over your Saturn, and that's still about, you know, 5-6 days away. Because Mercury's going to be standing still tomorrow, and because of your integrity in the situation, I would advise you to show up, even if you don't get what you want that day. You're finding out who is supporting you and your impression of this person right now. So I think it is good for you to show up, even if you don't get resolved the things that you wanted to get resolved, because it might change by the end of the week. What do you think, Jacqueline?
By the way, he's leaving. He's leaving in a week.
Well, this again here, she said it will. I agree that it would be resolved within this week. I just, again here, with tomorrow's one that, again, remember, Mercury is stationing direct. It's going direct. It's a wobbly day for you to be doing that, but I agree with that for Jed. I would still go in, but I would not expect the result that you get to be resolved in any way, shape, or form at that point in time. Realize with temperance and patience, it will get resolved. Go in and do what you normally would do. Okay?
I'm working directly with him. I'm not working with anyone else.
Again here, if he turns around and says, no, I don't want you here, you go, okay, and go back home. That's the worst that could happen. Again, I really wouldn't worry about it as much as what you are. The situation is in flux, and it will be readdressed again before he leaves. I do agree with Aphrodite that this week is a transitional week, but tomorrow I don't think you're going to get the answer you want. But I would go in, just for the integrity of it.
And not say on Tuesday.
I feel like you did the right thing.
Not say on Tuesday?
Well, I'm sure you'll get your directive from that of what happens tomorrow, of whether you're going to be there Tuesday or not.
Okay.
But by Friday, you're going to feel like you did everything right in the situation. You'll at least be standing on your own integrity, Cindy, and that's important to you.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Yeah. I just feel I'm not going in.
You should have been treated this way. That's. I'm sorry that happened. That's terrible.
Yeah.
Well, and realize some people have certain issues and they do inappropriate things. Okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, here again, he's experiencing this Mercury retrograde. Is he acting appropriately during it? No. He's taking it out on other people when he should. Okay. So realize, you know, he's made a mistake and that he, you know, he has to look at it and correct it. So look at it that way. Again, obviously, it wasn't personally directed towards you as a whole, and you were the sole target when other people were involved as well.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm not going to be doing anything else there. So I would just be working with him.
Show up and see what he has to say.
Okay. Okay. Joy wants me to come in on Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and work with another gal and learn her, learn what she does. But I don't want to do that. I'm not going to do that. That would be coming in 4 days a week. I'm not going to do that. What do you say?
Is it negotiable?
Okay. Yeah.
Then I would negotiate for what you feel you can handle and know you're standing again on your integrity right now.
Okay.
You've got to take care of you. Venus just entered Capricorn, so it's time for you to be someone making some of the rules. Thank you very much. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, I will go in tomorrow. Thank you.
All right, God bless. Good night.
Bye.
Politics in these situations is just crazy.
Especially during this Mercury retrograde. One of the challenges of this Mercury retrograde that was so classic of this Mercury retrograde.
I know. Well, we have one of those 111 numbers. It could be somebody on Skype. Let's grab them because they've been waiting for over half an hour now.
Okay.
Area code 111, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Great. And yourself?
Good, thank you. I'm calling in about my career, basically.
And who are we speaking with?
Renee. I'm in the San Francisco area.
And what is your birthday?
9/12/63.
And what... Do you know what time you were born?
No, I know it was after 5 p.m.
And what city were you born in?
San Francisco.
Okay. It really helps us a lot if you can get that time, only because... When you're dealing with career elements, a lot of it has to do with the 6th and the 10th house. And we can't set up a house system without a time.
Okay, I'm pretty sure that it's 6 p.m.
Okay, let's go with that and see what shows up, and that might help us a lot to help you, okay?
All okay. Right.
All right, let's take a look. Ooh, look at this chart. You are a workaholic, aren't you?
Yes.
What do you do for a living?
I was a business owner, and now I'm transitioning, trying to find out what's next.
So you have so many planets in your 7th house, it would be great for you to have a business partnership more than trying to do it solo.
Yeah, I've had business partners in the past, and my businesses have been successful. It just, you know, it came to a point where we lost our lease, and that phase ended, and now I'm kind of trying to get back into the corporate world, but, you know, you have to do something. So that's my dilemma, basically.
I like you owning your own business. I really have to be honest with you. I do like you owning your own business. You have your part of fortune in your 10th house in Sagittarius, plus my Sagittarius. So here again, it really makes it where you have that strong, independent free will. And like Aphrodite said, you are a workaholic.
Yeah.
You're an employer's dream.
You have to have that purpose or that goal. And to top it off, you have your moon in your sixth house of day-to-day work in Cancer, my sensitive little baby.
Yeah.
You have to have a passion for what you do, and you have to love what you do, or you are just not functioning here, okay? And so it's really a dream that you want to manifest. And with Venus being transiting into your 11th house and this Mercury retrograde and Pluto being in your 11th house of your hopes and desires and dreams at this point in time, it's about creating that dream, creating that passion, and really going for what really brings you joy. I'm telling you, everything sets you up for that at this point in time. Mars is going to be transiting over your Neptune. You've got this whole creation of a whole new vision or dream that I see. What do you see, Aphrodite?
I see something similar. I just don't think it's going to happen tomorrow. What I'm seeing here is right now we have Jupiter retrograde sitting on your Venus, okay? And because your Sun and Venus are very close together, they're within 4 degrees in the birth chart, for you to get involved in a partnership or some kind of an agreement with another woman would be ideal. Now, Uranus is about to pass over your Jupiter. It moves roughly a degree a month. So over the next 6 to 8 weeks, some sudden epiphany can occur to you. You're going to go back to the past, contact this woman that you know, and you're going to create something together. That's what I think is going to happen. Okay. And as Jacqueline pointed out, it's all about the hopes and the dreams and the vision. You need to work with someone who can work as hard as you and can maintain the vision and really be a co-creator with you. That is the ideal in the way your chart's set up.
Okay, well, that's interesting. And, like, in the corporate world, is there anything positive about that in the meantime?
Yes, I could see you doing something temporarily. Do I think it is going to fulfill you? No. It might get you until you're ready to launch something new, but I would look at it more as something that is very temporary because you don't want to block the dream, as Jacqueline pointed out. Okay?
Okay.
You want to support the dream. Okay? So know that whatever you do in the corporate world, Mercury's going to go direct tomorrow. It's going to pass over Pluto in 3 days. You can get an opportunity in 3 days. Okay? But you're going to realize that that is not you. And you're going to do it until you can launch something new. That's what I think you're going to do.
Okay. That sounds good. One other question. Relationship or spiritual journeys?
They seem like they're very connected. You have Neptune in your ninth house in Scorpio, which is all about metaphysics and spiritual journeys and having faith. And Mars is sitting right on you over the next week. Okay, so my feeling is that you cannot have a successful relationship unless there's a very, very strong spiritual counterpart. It will not happen.
Okay.
It has to be somebody with vision or healing ability, or maybe even musical or artistic gifts. I can't see you as being mundane. Okay, that's not going to happen. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. I do agree. I also think that this is a great time with the North Node passing through your 7th house of one-to-one relationships of really setting an intent or a direction of really visually, you know, what type of relationship do I want in my life? And really getting some practical ideas of narrowing down what vision you want in your life and directing that vision as far as this is what I'm going to go for, this is what I'm going to do, you know, this is what the relationship is all about for me in my life. And I do think this is a great time for that.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Well, many blessings. God bless.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Well, we're at the top of the hour. We've got about 35 seconds. Tell them where to find you, Jacqueline.
Hey, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110. And we're both on Facebook. If you want us to friend you, let us know that you want to friend us and you heard us on the show. We're always happy to build our interested parties and support you every step of the way.
Have a good week.
Good night. God bless.
Night.